This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
The Rambam, that's what asked one of the Gemara. The Rambam says, "Shemamoyin ahizik, you're responsible for your money which damaged it, and therefore, the more of a mazik that your mammon is, the more you're going to be chayev. And for kavanos lahazik, you're clearly more of a mazik than for last kavanos lahazik. So the Rambam goes according to the maskon of the Gemara. That's fine. The Tosfos is a problem because Tosfos holds. You remember Tosfos asked the kasha on the Mishnah that it's mashma from the Mishnah." That we could learn out the Tashlumin by Kal Vachomer. That's the best of the whole sugya, the Gemara on Daf Hey. That we're able and it's legitimate to work out the Tashlumin for the Zikin from Kal Vachomer. And we see here again, if Karen were written, and if Shein were really more common than Karen, then we would be able to learn Shein from Karen. And ask Tosfos, we know Eino Inshin Min Hadin. What is the principle of Eino Inshin Min Hadin? The principle of Ein Oinshin Min Hadin is that you can't say that if for a small Aveira you get Malkus, so for a big Aveira, Kol Shchein, you should get Malkus. You can't say that. Why not? So the principle is simple. Because what is the purpose of Oinish? Why does a person give Oinish? For Kapora. So if Malkus is a good kapora for a small aveira, does that mean that it's Kal Vachomer, it's a good kapora for a big aveira? Fakir, it might not be a kapora at all for a big aveira. If it's not a kapora for a big aveira, then if we give a person Malkus and it's not a kapora, what is that? That's a soul. That's not Moinish. So the principle of Kal Vachomer cannot work with Moinish. Right? If it weren't for the kapora aspect, then it could. Whereas in secular law, you can say Unshim and Adin, there's no problem. But since the purpose of Oinish is Kapora, the Kal Vachomer breaks down. It works Fakir. That's the principle of Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. Now, let's examine this Gavra Chetzer thing again. If we're going to say that the Mechayev is in the Gavra, why is he paying? Because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He didn't go. So then we're looking to see which one is a bigger cheer. Is he more responsible for not guarding where there's Kavanos al-Hazik or where there's Lav Kavanos al-Hazik? Then he's more responsible where there's Ain't Kavanos al-Hazik. That's how Tosfos wants to live. In that case, we're saying, what is the reason for paying? The reason, it's a consequence of your not guarding, which is Moinish. You're being punished. Then we understand Tosfos' kasha of the Mishnah. We see that you can work at Kal Vachomer in Oinshin Min Hadin. But if we're going to say that the system of the Zikin is based on the chetzer, on the object, on the animal, you're chayev for your mamon. Only if you were shomer, then you're potter. That's a ptur of the Torah. If you did shmirah, that releases you from obligation. But not because there was no chiv. Right? The first way, if you learn the first way, then if you were shomer, there was no chiv. If you were shomer, there's nothing to be chayev for. Because what is the chiyuv? The chiyuv is for being careless, and you weren't careless, so you're not chayev. But the other way of learning, you are chayev, it's just that you have a tzur because you were shomer. Why are you chayev? Because your money damaged. That's the truth. Your money did cause damage, your property caused damage, and therefore you were responsible. You were shomer, so there's a tzur, you're potter, you don't have to pay. But it's not that you were never chayev. In that case, it's not an oinish. There's no oinish here, what's oinish? You're responsible because you're, as the Rambam says, because your property damaged, it's not an oinish. If you were showing me, there's a two for that here. In that case, what's Tosfos' kasha of Ein Oinshin Min Hadin? So from Tosfos' kasha of Ein Oinshin Min Hadin, you see that Tosfos learns not like the Rambam. You see that Tosfos learns that it's on the Gavra, not on the Chet. That the Chiyuv Tashlumin is because of the Chiyuv Tashlumin is because of the lack of Shmira, because you were careless, not because of that. That's against the Maskon of the Gemara. That kasha is Zuchayim tells us. Zuchayim tells us kasha. See from Tosfos that he's not that he holds that the chiyuv nezikin is not because your mom and damage. The chiyuv nezikin is because you were poshea and it's a finish for the pshia. In that case, that's how we would learn hanamina according to the Ma'ari and the Shita, that's the Havamina of the Gemara, not the Maskona. The Maskona is against Shilani with the Hilchot Zekor of the Tzitzis. That's his Kasha. But let's have a look at the previous piece of Shita that we skipped last time. Did I do it? Why did he hold the other one hand in the
base? We originally asked that. He says, We originally asked that.
It seems
the two verses go opposite to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That verse seems to go the other way.
We'll have to see when we get there how to reconcile that verse. I think most people learn that it can be learned in the same. The Chaim tells it brings many riyas through the Perek. The Tosfos holds that it's the fear of Shia which is Gurim. That's the Shita of Tosfos. Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek Zal Pirish to the Perish Ri Shepirish Loi Ri Yakirin Shein Anol Ezeik of Shia Gudoy Lo Posho Kakosu Vatois Vezhachi Porich Belav Kavachay Meru. This is how we're going to learn the Kasha. Uma Shein Shein Kavanosu Lahazik Velei Havelei Lahatsuk Yadayte Lin Turei Shein, where there's no Kavanu Lahazik. And he therefore did not have to, cannot have been expected to have thought about the Shmira. Keren shekavanoso lahazik loy kol shchein davle latsuk yadayte li naturi dekivan shekavanoso lahazik havi poshea. The Ma'arika in Tzedek learns very differently. The Ma'arika in Tzedek learns in the Havamina we wanted to say, as Tosfos says, what's wrong? But if Keren alone would have been written, I would have said Keren is chayav. Why is he chayav for Keren? Because there's no anol lezeko, and therefore it's easy to be shomer. But Shein is anol lezeko, not easy to be shomer. If Shein was written, I would say Shein is higher because it was easy to be shomer, no aggression, no kavanos al Isaac. But Keren, where there's kavanos al Isaac, it's difficult to be shomer, higher. The measure of his pshia is not in terms of how difficult the shmira is, but in how predictable the damage was. If the damage is predictable, he'll find a way to be shomer. If you know it's going to happen, you know you can be shomer. That's not the problem. He's not excused because it's hard to look after. Then he has no business owning an ox. If he owns an ox, that means he has the capacity to look after it. His only defense might be, I didn't expect it to happen. You don't have to be shomer a thing from something which is completely beyond expectation. You park a car on a hill, and the car rolls down and damages somebody at the bottom of the hill, you're chayav for not leaving your handbrake on. Can't say, I didn't expect it to happen. Difficult to show me a car on a hill, you know, very hard. On the flat, you can say, I can understand that I would be chayav, because one has to look after the car when it's flat. But on a hill, why should I be chayav? Very hard to look after the car that doesn't roll down on a hill. You don't say that. Sure, it's hard. Or would they forget to pull out the handbrake? And you could have anticipated it. On the flat, you didn't anticipate it. So you could tell that I didn't pull out the handbrake, because who would have thought the car would roll up a hill or along the flat? So the fact that I didn't pull up the handbrake is not a pshia, but on the downhill it is a pshia. But if one lands up parking a car and the car explodes and damages somebody, he said, why did you park your car near people? Because cars don't usually explode. That's why I didn't know it was going to do that. That's what the last kavah chayim is. What we've got to look at is not the difficulty in guarding the ox, but the degree of anticipation required to predict that the damage needs shmira. Or the potential damage in each shmir. And that's very important, because that's really a person's responsibility. Together, what we're discussing is the nature of a person's responsibility as far as his moment is concerned. To what extent is he obligated to predict? And that's where the area of Shia and Oinus is measured. In the sense of how predictable, to what extent his achrayus is measured. Why is he responsible for his ox? His ox did it, not him. The reason you're responsible for the ox is because you should have been able to foresee. You've got das, you've got intellect and intelligence. You should have been able to foresee that this was going to happen and taken the corrective measures before it happened. Not having done so makes you chayav. That's what you're chayav for not taking the correct measures. So we see that the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek is learning both the Havamina and the Maskona along the lines that the Bailim is chayav for his own pshia, not because Mamoina is. So we have a machlokes between the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek on the one hand and the Ma'ari on the other hand, as to whether the Maskona switches that. The Havamina Lekula Alma is that you chayav for the pshia of the Bailim. The Ma'ari learns the question of the machlokes between the Ma'ariv Kli Tzedek and the Ma'ari is whether the Maskona takes issue with that very principle. Whether in the Balav Kal Vachomer we're turning over the very principle of the source of the Chiyuv and saying, no, the source of the Chiyuv, as the Ma'ari says, is not that before you thought that the reason that you're Chayav is because of the lack of Shmira. Now I'm telling you that the reason that you're Chayav is because it's Mamoina Hizik. That's how the Ma'ari learns. The Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek says, no, we stay with that principle that the reason that you're Chayav is because of lack of Pshia. The difference between lack of Shmira, the difference between the Habamin and the Maskona is merely as to how to measure the lack of Shmira. Is the Shmira lacking because it was easy to be Shomer and you didn't, or because it was predictable and you didn't predict it properly and you didn't take the necessary measures? That's the machlokes between the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek and the Ma'ari, and the machlokes that's between the Tosfos and the other Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rambam, for example. The Rambam will have to learn like the Ma'ari, and Tosfos will have to learn like the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. Really, now do you see why you need to Achim to understand the Rishon? It's a derech in understanding the Rishon. You need to look kind closer for that. So now we need to remember that's Tosfos a Shita, and that there are these two Shitas in the Shita. And it's Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. We need to really have to build on that right through the Masechta. That's a fundamental principle on which the whole Masechta is built. Hillel, you missed the Ma'ari last on Thursday night. Who are you missing today? Johnny's working and Leonard's in Cape Town. Did Andrew work now in office? Andrew worked on Sundays. I think you told me that. I think you told me that on Sundays he was still. Sometimes have to work. And who else? Anthony, I send his neshama along. That's his body, but he's not. Right, now let's go into the Eved Ba'amah. So says the Gemara. It's true, no? It's not a Kal Vachomer. So we'll have to learn this answer now according to both ways. Let's start off learning according to the Ma'ari. What did we say was the Kal Vachomer? If you're going to see the Chiyuv Nezikin from the point of view of the Chetzer, not the Gavre, then Kavanosu Lahazik is a reason to be Mechayev. And we would make a Kol Shchem. That if for Shein Kavanosu Lahazik, Chayev, Keren She Kavanosu Lahazik, Lo Kol Shchem, says the Gemara, no. It's Shrich. Still, you would need it. If Shane was stated, you would still need to be told Karen. I might think that even though Shane there's no Kavanos al-Hazik, even accepting your principle that the Chetzer is what has to be examined, still I would think that there's a reason to pato Karen. Why? I would have thought maybe that Karen can be compared to Eved V'Amo. Eved V'Amo lav af al gav the Kavanos al-Hazik afilu achi petiri. Eved v'amo, even though they have kavanah to cause damage, nevertheless they potur hachanami lo yishno. Yet also I might think that kavanah l'hazik, even though it's kavanah l'hazik, he remains potur. That's why I need to be told. This is one of the most amazing things. We know that eved v'amo can have aggressive intent and yet be potur. So therefore, if I only knew Shane, I might have compared Karen to eved v'amo rather than to Shane. And have said that Kavanos al-Hazik is a reason to pattern. That's what we're saying, that Kavanos al-Hazik is a reason to pattern. Well, so there are two places that we know the Ptur of Eved V'Amo, the one that Rashi brings and the one Tosfos brings. The one that Rashi brings is on the Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The one that Rashi brings is Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah there, about two-thirds of the way through the Mishnah, an Eved and an Isho, being damaged by them is bad. Being involved in damages is bad. If you damage them, you have to pay. But if they damage you, they're potter. Avad Mishalim Lachazman. Nisgar Shoa Isho Nishtachir Eved Chayovim Lasharit. But ultimately they'll be chayav to be b'shalom. If the eved is freed or the woman becomes divorced, then they have to pay retrospectively. Why? Because the only reason they can't pay is because they have no money. Oh, so the question is, what's this going to do with Kerem? If that's the reason that Eved V'Amo is potter is because they've got no money, what's it going to do with Kavanos El Isaac? Kavanos El Isaac doesn't play a part in this Ptur. It's irrelevant to the Ptur. So Tosfos brings the other source, which is the Mishnah in Yodan. Can we get a Mishnah of the last volume of Pyrrhus? The Baal is not five, that's not his moment. Well, with Eved, so the question is why the Baal is not five. So that's the Mishnah in Yodai. Thanks. That's the Mishnah in Yodai. The Tzedukim used to question the Pirushim the following way. The Tzedukim, remember, were the Reform, and the Pirushim were the Chachamim. Kovlim onu aleichem, Pirushim. We have a taina against you, Pirushim. She'atem oimrim shoyri v'chamori she'ezikri chayorim. Look what Gishmak of the Reform didn't know in those days. So they knew the all the halachas, they knew a shoyr and chamor and ezikri and v'bekir. You tiny that for my ox and my donkey that if they damage I'm chayiv, the avdi the amosish is the kipsulim, and if my slave damages I'm potter. And I'll ask you a kavachayim, ma'im shoyri v'chamayri sheni chayiv be'em mitzvahs, my ox and my donkey for which I have no responsibility to gabi mitzvahs, harayani chayiv benizkan, I'm responsible if they damage, avdi the amosish ani chayiv be'em mitzvahs, eino din shei chayiv benizkan, avdi the amosish with a chiyuvim of mitzvahs, surely I've got to be chayiv for their damages. Omru lohem loy. So the Purushim answered them no. Imo ma'atim b'shori v'chamori she'im bohem da'at. Shor and chamor have no knowledge, have no intellect. So imru ba'avdi v'anosi she'ish bohem da'at. But my servants and my maidservant, they have da'at. They're unpotted. Why? She'im aknitem yelech v'yad v'kadish sh'lach v'yil chayiv l'shalem. If I allow this, then I'll never be able to be at peace, because as soon as I have a little argument with one of them, they're going to go and cause an ezek, and I'll have to pay. So it's not for Yeshiva Olam, it's against the whole principle of the of normal relationships to allow such a thing. It will be opening of the floodgates of limitless damages if we allow such a thing. That's one simple reason. Those are the two makuris for the Eved V'Amo and the Isha to be potter. So the Gemara says, I might have compared Keren to Eved V'Amo, where I see Da'as as being, Kavonos Elahazik, as being a reason for Ptur, which is absurd, Mechor. That very reason doesn't apply by the Shur. And that's Taka what Rav Ashi asked, but the question is, what does that mean? Omer Rav Ashi, Atu Eved V'Amo, La Taimer Rabu Yisbuhu. Eved V'Amo, there's a major reason for that. Shemo yakni tenu rabba v'yelech v'yadli kadishu shol chaveru even into zem chayves rabba me'amonu l'chol yoy. That's what Rav Ashi says. Therefore you can't, there would be no havamina to learn keren as the same as Eved V'Amo and say that he should be potur because this kavaros l'adim, and therefore if Shein alone were written, I would be able to learn keren from kavachomer, because looking at it from the point of view of the chet, so kavaros l'adim is a chumna. That's how the Gemara leaves it at this point. Let's try to my weekend Felix way. Then we would be saying that if you look at it from the point of view of the Bailin's responsibility to predict the damage, then Kavanos and Lahazik is more predictable. And he should have taken steps for Shmira. Says the Gemara, no, if Shane alone were written, I would still say maybe Karen, even though there's Kavanos and Lahazik and therefore the damage is predictable, I might say nevertheless he's potter. Why? Because of Eved V'Amo. Eved va'amu, we see, even though there's kavana la'azik, and therefore it's predictable that they can cause damage, nevertheless the ba'alim is potter. So here too, nevertheless, it's just as difficult, isn't it? Answers are Rashi, time of rabbis, but it's just as difficult. Let's learn Rashi. Itzrich lemichtav kerem. Because I would have said, I feel like if Turim kidan rinan beferik ha'choyvel, ha'eved vo isho pegiyosom ro, ha'choyvel vo en chayev ve en shechom l'ba'achirim peturim. Says Rav Ashi, last time, Rabbi Yisbu, di'im ha'chayves le'kol shoshi, ha'chisen ha'rabbi yelet b'yad le'kadush ha'chavere k'day le'chayves rabbi. What's Rashi adding here in the Gemara? Must be that Rashi doesn't have that use in the Gemara. That Rabashi must have stopped. Omar Rabashi had to every time a lot of time a rabbi is guru. Who stops? And Rashi adds what that is, because otherwise Rashi is virtually repeating the Gemara. Says Tosfos. Midi behavi a eved ve'amo. Beloy kepeirush Rashi shepirish. And not like Rashi, who learns the source of this Eved Ba'ama, it's none by Choydel, Eved Bisha Begiyosan Ra. The Imkein Avad Eleminket Eved Ve'isha. It shouldn't say Eved Ba'ama. Al Gemara shouldn't say Eved Ba'ama. If the basis was the Mishnah and Achoyvel, it should say Eved Ve'isha. But that Mishnah's got nothing to do with Kavona. That Mishnah's got to do with other reasons altogether. That is not technically, you know. Simple language. Elam Afarish Rabbi the Tam, the Nokat Eved Ba'amu Mishnah, the Koyam has listened to Soif Maseches Yodayim. It's going on the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Yodayim. The Taiba Mishnah Shema Yakbitenu Rabbi, the Somat Mufurush also. And the reason is because Shema Yakbitenu Rabbi, which the Gemara brings here shortly, which is explained in the Mishnah, that's where it comes from. Of course, that creates another difficulty. Why did Rashi quote the Mishnah in Nachoyva rather than the Mishnah in Yodayim? For what reason? Because of the answer, yeah, if you quote the Mishnah Yadayim, you can't say you didn't know the answer, you can tell you didn't know the Mishnah. That's already, that's in the Havamin. That's already a bit of a doichet, but you can tell you such a thing that in the Havamin and the Gemara didn't know the Mishnah. I see that even the Amoraim can be excused for not knowing a Mishnah, the Purusha Mishnah. Normally a Braisa, it's acceptable if an Amora doesn't know a Braisa. In fact, didn't hear the Braisa. The Gemara is getting much further here. The Gemara is willing to say, but didn't know that Mishnah. What about his Makias? That doesn't puzzle him from being an Amor, he doesn't know Mishnah. But that's why Rashi brings Achoyvel. And Achoyvel, the reason is not given. And it answers the Gemara, no, the basis is not from Achoyvel, the basis is from Maseches Yodayim. But according to Tosfos, it says, the Havim, the Kash is from Maseches Yodayim. What are we going to say? If he knows the Mishnah, didn't he read it till the end? That even an Amora can't get away with. Not reading the Mishnah till the end of the Mishnah. That you can't. And that Tosfos deals with in the next Tosfos. Lav afa gav the kavanos la'azik afila achib turin. Says Tosfos, b'im toimar, even v'amo gufe neilev mikal v'chomer, v'shein lizchayev, even that castle, you're the time of the Shem Yachmiten or Rabbi. The first thing is, who says that Eved Ba'amah should be potter? Learn from a Kal V'chomer from Shein that it's Chayev. Shein, which is not Kavanos L'Azik, you're Chayev. Eved Ba'amah, Lekol Shein. Finished. If you don't know the Mishnah, learn that you're Chayev. That's a Kasha on Rashi. Why on Rashi, Dafke? Yes. If you're going to say that we don't know the Mishnahs at all, that's you've got to say according to Tosfos. You've got to say that in the Havamina, maybe he didn't know the Mishnah altogether. He just knew the Din. But he didn't know that as a source from the Mishnah. Very difficult to understand what Tosfos is asking exactly. I have just proved, says Tosfos in the previous Tosfos, that by use of the word Eved Ba'amo rather than Eved Ba'isho, that indicates that the Amora knew the Mishnah in Yodayim, and if he knew the Mishnah in Yodayim, him came to Stoma Yodah Sefer. So he must have known the end of the Mishnah too. So Mimonoshah, if he didn't know the reason, then if he didn't know the Mishnah altogether, then learn a Kal V'chomer from Shem. And if he knew the Mishnah, it can't be the Mishnah Achriven, it must be the Mishnah in Yodayim. And if he knew the Mishnah in Yodayim, then why not? Then he must have known the Sefer. So he either knew no Mishnah, or he was referring to the Mishnah in Yodayim. That's Tosfos' point. If he knew no Mishnah, then he should make a Kavah Chomer from Shem. If he knew the Mishnah in Yodayim, then he should know the Sefer of the Mishnah. Vayit Koshe De'evet Ba'amor Kishen Kavanos L'Hazik Nami P'tiri. Then came my Maisi. Furthermore, Evet Ba'amor Kavanos L'Hazik is irrelevant to the whole thing. Where they don't have Kavanos L'Hazik, they're also Chayiv. Makes no difference. And they're also Potter. They're always Potter. He's always Potter for his Evet Ba'amor. Whether there was Kavanos L'Hazik or not. So you see, it is not dependent on Kavanos L'Hazik. So why try and bring a Raya from Evet Ba'amor that Kavanos L'Hazik is not a basis L'Hachmet? Those are Tosfos' kashas, which are essential kashas to the understanding of the Gemara. Those three kashas need to be, three or four kashas, need to be understood in order to understand the pshat in the Gemara. B'yesh Leiman, answers Tosfos. The Shapir have a Yodo, a Makshe, Timer, the Shema Yachniteno Rabbe. That the Makshe taken you the answer of Shema Yachniteno Rabbe. The Afilo Hochi. Nevertheless, he asks one. Kivan de Eved v'amo p'turim. Since Eved v'amo is potur, ve'afilu be'en kavanos l'hazik. Even if there's no kavanos l'hazik, they're still potur. Ve'afagav, why should they be potur if there's no kavanos l'hazik? The l'shayach time of the Shema Yachniteno Rabbi, the Honusu. There's no thing of Shema Yachniteno Rabbi. If he was not kavanos l'hazik, then he's an Honus. And if he's an onus, we don't have to worry about Shema Yachniteno Rabbi. So why is he chayiv? Answer: Tosfos the Be'omim the Niskavnu v'Yomu Lo Niskavnu. Because if we let him get off, if we make the Bailim chayiv when it was onus, then the Eved is simply going to do it deliberately and say it was by mistake, and that way it will be mechayiv. So the only way we can give effect to this takona is to release them of obligation in all circumstances. Therefore, they are potter. The Bailim is potter for the Nezek of his Eved V'Amo in all instances. Nimtza shekavanosom geirem haptur. So it emerges that kavanosom l'azik is the cause of the ptur. Why is the kavanosom l'azik the cause of the ptur? It's only because we fear he might have had kavanah. But it's the only reason it's chayiv when there's no kavanah l'hazik is because maybe there is kavanah l'hazik. So you see clearly that kavanah l'hazik is the mechayiv. What did you ask this is that is chayiv even when there's no kavanah l'hazik? Yeah, it's right, but the reason is chayiv when there's no kavanah l'hazik is because maybe there was kavanah l'hazik. So you see, right, that kavanah l'hazik is the grave for the ptur. And in that case, Akhanami Keren Shikavanos Lazik Yishtan of the Poitroi. But Abashi Pirish, that feels that Ein Kavanos Lazik Yikit Taimur Rabba. Abashi came along and says, no, but even Ein Kavanos Lazik is a good reason for it. The reason is maybe there was Kavanah. And if there was Kavanah, Shem Yakti Tenu Rabba. The whole thing is based on Shem Yakti Tenu Rabba, says Rabashi. But do we need Rabashi for that? What does that happen? What does Tosfos answer? What does Tosfos explain? How does Tosfos help us understand the have a minute to learn from Eved the Amo that a show Keren should be potter because there's Kavanos L'Hazik? One of the weirdest pieces of Gemara we've had in Bava Kamma, not one of them, is the weirdest we've had in Bava Kamma so far. There's a Masho on this. You see the Masho on this? What does the Masho say? The Hakmina is that in the case of Ein Kavanos L'Hazik, so the Eved is walking in somebody else's field, and as he's walking by mistake, his electric lighter, his fuel lighter falls out of his pocket. and it ignites and it sets the field on light. Absolutely by mistake. We say that the Bailim is potter. Why? The Hakavona Gori Matur. Because we say we're afraid that maybe there was Kavona. That's what we're choshish for. Maybe there was Kavona. Hachinami miyaz bekerim. Kivan de'ike Kavona yishle poitra. I ask the Mashur Abkashet. Apagav de lo yishayach ocho shema yakditenu. The whole principle of shema yakditenu doesn't apply by the shore. What's the tushta? Umiyu v'shem. Kivan de'leke Kavona klal. In shame, there is no kavonos of Isaac at all, and there's no yakniteno rabu, and is chayev. So what does that show us? Sorry. Yeah, but what's the Marshal saying? For me, for shame, even the lega kavonos klal. In shame there is no kavona, nor is there yachniteno, and is chayev. So we see probably that at least the kavona of Isaac is not the chiyuv, is not the mechayev. That at least we see. That Kavanos al Azik is not a Mechayev, and Shema Yakitenu Rabbo is not a Mechayev. Because you can be Chayev and Shem without those two. So in Kerin, where there is Kavanos al Azik, I don't understand what the Marshal is saying. Really, there's no question, but the Marshal is trying to show from Shem that there is place to say that Kavanos al Azik is a Ptur. Even where Yakitin Rabbi doesn't apply. The reason that there's Chayev is because there's no Shema Yakitin and there's no Kavon. But if there was, then it would be. If either of them were present, it could be Potter. Why? Yeah, but there is Yakitenu Rabbah. So good. If there was Yakitenu Rabbah, I understand it could be Chayev. But if there was Kavanos al Azik without Yakitenu Rabbah, why should it be Chayev? Why should it be Potter? If there was without Yakitenu Rabbah, why should Kavanos al Azik be Potter? So we would have to say because we don't know. At this stage, we don't know why Eved Va'ame is potter. Maybe it's Shema Yakitenu Rabbah, and maybe it's because of Kavanos al Azik. What does Kavanos al Azik mean? That the Balabos cannot be held responsible for somebody else's deliberate actions. You can't guard a person 24 hours a day and make an impossible deed. You can guard him from non-deliberate actions. So you can say, I won't let my Eved and Amo in somebody else's field, or that kind of thing. But if he deliberately wants to go there, how are you going to guard him? So maybe the Ptur is Kavanos al Azik, maybe the Ptur is Shema Yakitenu Rabbah. In shame there's neither of them. So from the point of view of shame, the Chiyuv is there where there's no Kavanos al Azik, there's no Yakitenu Rabbah. So from shame we also don't know what the cause of the Chiyuv is, or what the cause of the Ptur would be. And it might well be Stam Kavanos al Azik, that's the reason that you put it. But a Bailim cannot be held responsible for the deliberate actions of his Eved.
Is it in shame or Kerin or Eved?
That's the Eved. The Mele by Karen as well, where it's deliberate, maybe a Bailim can't be held responsible. You can't hold a show back that's coming back to the Havamin. That's coming back to the Havamin, which is good according to the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. Then we're coming back to saying, good, even if it's predictable, there's nothing I can do. If he has Kavanos al Azik, he's going to do it. There's nothing I can do to stop it. That would be good according to the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. But according to the Ma'ari, it wouldn't be any good. Because the Ma'ari says we're not looking at Ishmira, we're just looking at it from the point of view of the animal. Do you follow what I'm saying? The Ma'ari is learning school. We don't know. Maybe the Kavanos al Azik alone is enough to pat about the Eved. We don't know the reason of Shema Yakitenu Rabbah yet. And the reason at this point that we're saying that he's higher, that he's potter even when it's onus in the case of the Eved, is in case there was Kavanos and Isaac, and if there was Kavanos and Isaac, we've got a pattern. But that's all only according to the Mari, the current Mari Kohen Tzedek. Rav Ashi Heishiv, the Af Ein Kavanos de Hosom, Adifa Liptoi Mi Kavanos de Kerim. Rav Ashi says, no, the Ein Kavanos of the Eved is more of a Ptur than the Kavanos of Kerim. Kivan de Hosom, be Kavanos mi Eshayach, Shem Yaknitenu, Vamin Diskavnu, Vyemru, Lo Diskavnu. You're right, says the Mashul as follows. Kavanah Lazik alone is a reason to pattern. Mm-hmm. The question is, but why is the Eved of Amo Potter even when it's not Kavanah Lazik? It's, well, the reason we're given is, in case it will be Kavanah Lazik. So you see that the Ikur Ptur is Kavanah Lazik. Why is Kavanah Lazik a Ptur? So we're getting back to the Alamin of the Gemara. It's hard to be shame with somebody who has Kavanah Lazik. What can you do? Answers Rav Ashi, no. There it's not stam kavanos lazik. The question is because it's tikkun olam. It's not because you can't look after him. It's because it doesn't help. Because if we're going to make him chayev, then if we're going to make him chayev even where there was no kavanos lazik, if we're going to do that, he has a way of getting at his balabos. We've got to protect the balabos by not allowing the eved to have this way of getting at him. And therefore Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi comes in even in the case of uns. I thought originally that the only place that Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi came in the case of Kavanos Lazik. Then I would say, so I don't know what's causing the Ptur. Is it just Kavanos Lazik? No, it's Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi. That's the problem. But if it's Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi, how would you explain the Ptur in the case of Onus? So how do you mean that the Gemara is the Ptur in the case of Onus? Is because maybe that was also Kavanos Lazik. And the Bailin can say, I can't. How do you know it wasn't Kavanos Lazik? He says he was walking in the field and he dropped the lighter. Who says that? Maybe he's had it in his mind to burn that field for ages. How can I guard him against it if he's deliberately going to do it sooner or later? Answers Rav Ashi, the reason is not because we're afraid that it was Kavanos Lazik. There's only one Ptur here, and that's Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi. Kavanos Lazik is not a Ptur. It's Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi. And the reason that by an onus is Chayav also is in case he'll do it for Kavanah Laknitis Rabbi, and he'll say it was an onus. That's how the Mashul is. But as we said, that will only go according to the Mari Kohen Tzedek. That will not go according to the Mari. But now Yeshua learned a different thing. Have you got now Yeshua the next one? On Omer Dallas. I'm not so sure, I don't think you got it. Should we notice that a bit? Thanks, Jim. Might as well be trying to get this whole paragraph. Yeah, that's good. The bottom right hand say Yeshua. That's on Omer Dalud of the Yeshua at the bottom right hand side. The Rabbi Yehuda have a salkedaita the kavanosoi lahazik gorot fe. Rabbi Yehuda was of the original opinion that kavanosoi lahazik is the kula, is less severe. The haraya mi eved the amo de ptiri. And the reason is from eved the amo who are potu for kavanosoi lahazik. So you see from there that kavanosoi lahazik is a kula. So he's going back to using Eved Va'amo as the reason for Rav Yehuda's original approach. And it appeared to him difficult to say that the reason for the Pturu is Shema Yaknitenu. Why? For if the Eved really had the Kavanah to do it in order to harm his Rebbe, essentially the Rav would have had to pay mitzadadim is chayev, but to improve the structure of society the Chachomim patted him. That means essentially he's chayev, that in order not to create the situation of Shema Yaknitenu Raboi, the Chachomim were gozer that he should be potter.
Kavanos
Lahazik
is not a kula.
So really he should be chayev. If the reason is, Shema Yaknitenu Raboi, then that can only apply, it's only fair to apply that when you have some kind of evidence that it was bemezid. Otherwise, why should Aval Hecha Sheyesh Umdana Deloiki Ben Lahazik? But if the appearance seems to be that he didn't have kavanah lahazik, lo yishayach lahafsid ha-nizak v'yodayim, are we going to allow the nizak to suffer such enormous loss? Kivan shamazik chayiv mitzad adin, when after all the mazik is chayiv mitzad adin. Imagine such a situation. So the eved walks in, he loves art, he has a passion for art, so on his off day he goes to the private collection at the Getty Museum, valued at $250 billion, and while he's there his lighter falls out of his pocket and the place blows up and the $250 billion worth of art collection goes. Comes Getty's heirs to the owner of the slave and they say, please, yeah. Says the balabos, my eved, he did deliberately to get at me. And they didn't go into it. They say, have you had an argument with your eved at all? Nothing at all. The Eved says, have you got any tainas against your balabos? Nothing at all. He's the most wonderful balabos. What were you doing at the Getty Museum? He says, for the last 25 years, on every day of my off day, I've been going to an art gallery. Check back my records. There's not one day off that I've had that I haven't gone to an art gallery. Says the balabos, still I'm put. Maybe it was amazing. Says the Yeshua, how can you go in a hefset to the Nizak because of a maybe which you've got absolutely no raya for at all, when essentially the din, if you want to say ikir adin is potu, then good, then I understand that you can say even where there's a sofek, because why should he have to pay if meikir adin is potu? But if meikir adin is chayev, that means you're taking the money away from the nizak because of a sofek. That's what you're doing. The question is, who's really mukhzik here? If you say meikir adin, the mazik has to pay, but here we have a sofek. So from a sofek, if you say me'ikir adin, the mazik doesn't have to pay, then me'ikir adin, where is the money? The money belongs to the mazik. Now we have
because you're tired, you love with the Shema Yaknitenu b'fnei atzmei.
So the only reason to be to pater him is Shema Yachnitenu. And how can you cause a hefset to the nizak because of all of these svekim? Elavada, you know, Ibrim, kshe'eved niskavin lahazik, harav potur mitzad hadin. So you see from here, says the Pnei Yeshua, since there's a ptur even when there's a loy niskavin lahazik because of a sofek, maybe he was niskavin. You see that me'ikir adin the mazik is takapotur. It's not that me'ikir adin is chayim, but the hachomim were mesaken the ptur. Me'ikir adin is potur. Why the Bishloya Beyotoy the Shadra to my Shatosvis? The Teshu is learning the way we learned for the reason of getting right back to the beginning that he couldn't do it. Elohim Loidis Kavin, Adin Lechayvoy. The only thing is, if there's Loidis Kavin, then he should really be Chayv. Loidis Kavin, you could have guarded and you didn't, therefore you should be Chayv. Valze Shay Shapin Atakonodim Ken Kolevich Yakitzen Rabbo, Yazik Chaveru Bekavono. But then we'll have the following situation. Imagine now, so if we're going to say Me'ikir Hadin, an Eved who damages with Kavono, the Bailim is Potu, Me'ikir Hadin. Why? I can't stop an Eved who's got it into his head to cause somebody damage. There's nothing I can do. At the end of there's a time when he'll do it. I can't keep him in chains. He's going to do it. So the Balabos says, I must be excused. Good, we say that's when there's Kavono Sulahazim. But what about when there's Ein Kavono Sulahazim? Then you should be Chayev. You must agree that then you should be Chayev. Notice the Balabos, if I'm going to be chayev when it's in kavanos lahazik, then my eved has a way of getting it. He knows that with kavanos lahazik he can't get it me because I'm potter. So he'll go and do it in a way that appears like in kavanos lahazik, and then I'll be chayev. So the Shema Yakutenu Rabu, the way that Pnei Yeshua is learning, is only going on in kavanos lahazik. That's the only time that there's a takon of Shema Yakutenu Rabu. You don't need that takon when there's kavanos lahazik. So he's essentially potter. It will come out that the Eved will be causing a chiyuv unfairly. He'll claim that he didn't have intention to be mazik, and he'll do it in a way which appears if he didn't have intention to be mazik. The nifsad la mazik shloi kedin, and then it comes out that the mazik is being penalized shloi kedin. Bim kein ikerat akona aloi niskavim, aval niskavim potu mitzad adin, kivan shein biyad bailim d'shemre. Bim kein hava mine, v'gam keren potu mizatam. Now I can say that keren should be really potu for the same reason. What is the true reason now of the ptur of an eved shekavanos lahazik? Not because of shemei agnitin arabu. Shemei agnitin arabu is when it's ein kavanos lahazik. But when it's Kavanos Lazik, the reason is Ein Biyodo L'Shoimro, so we're back to the Havamina. The Kavanos Lazikos of Liflif Kerin, the Galus, the Kavanos Lazik, Ein Gerim Abtu. V'imkein HaKor HaShatam V'mishum Shem Yak Nitenu. Therefore, you've got to say the whole reason is taken because of Shem Yak Nitenu. But Ravashim Biparashi Afim, Lo Yidichtav Kerin Agidohim Im Shapi HaTam V'mishum Shem Yak Nitenu, Bein Iskavim Bein Shem Iskavim. So you need to work on this Pnei Yeshua. For the next year, you need to chazer over the Shita Mekubetzis. You have to learn the Gemara, the Avimin, the Maskona, both according to the Ma'arik and Tzedek, and according to the Ma'arik. This Chazar over the time tells us Kasha, the proof from Tosfos. The Tosfos holds that the Chi of Nezikin is from the Gavra, from his lack of Shmira, not from the Momon Hamazin. And how the Tosfos must be for learning like the Ma'arik and Tzedek. We then go through the Shsugya of Eved Ra'amo. Tosfos asks some questions and gives an astounding answer which doesn't make sense at all. The Marsho and the Pnei Yeshua answer it. So does the Maharam, and you can learn the Maharam if you have time. There's some delightful Maharam on this. The Pnei Yeshua gives an answer. We were Boire that the answer of the Marsho and the Pnei Yeshua works only according to the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. That happens to be okay because Tosfos goes Lashitas Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. So everything is Lashitosim. So according to Tosfos Lashita, which based on their whole kasha of Ein Hinshim and Adin requires them to learn like the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek and not learn like the Ma'ari. So the way that Pnei Yeshua is answered for Tosfos is all very good. The problem is Rashi. If we're not going to learn like Tosfos, how are we going to learn Pshat in the Sukkim? That's what we're going to have to do next. But we can't go on to that until this is very clear. So please, everybody has an achrayis, not only for yourselves. Everybody who's here has an achrayis before the next shiur to see that the whole shiur knows and understands these yisodas. Otherwise, people might as well drop out of the shiur for the next several weeks, because the foundations will be lost. Thank you.